Are we a little loud, Ron? Sounds like it. Or I'm a little loud. So when Jesus was talking to them, he's saying, I'm going to go, but I'm going to remain for a little while. So he was trying to explain to them what was to come in his leaving. And then, you know, you kind of scratch your head, okay, if it's he goes to the cross, and then he's resurrected. Well, then he comes up again. But then he says, I'm going to come again, you know. So there's all kinds of things going on that the disciples are confused about. And then he's talking about sending the Spirit of Truth. And we talk a lot about Jesus here at Franklin Hill, don't we? Yeah. And not much is said about the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is absolutely crucial to what happens in our lives today. In fact, in Sunday school, we were talking about living our lives as the Holy Spirit indwells us. And you know, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and he dwells with inside of you and me. And he and the Spirit, what does the Spirit do? He's a helper, the passage just said. He's also a comforter. And yesterday we had a funeral here, and I was encouraged to say to the folks, you know, we have a Savior. We have the Holy Spirit who comforts us in times of grief. And isn't it wonderful that we have a Savior that not only attends to our everyday needs, but when we're going through tough times, and it's not only when we lose a loved one, but when we're going through sickness and sadness. And I was speaking with Mr. Lima this morning. He says he's pretty lonely. And even in loneliness, right, the Holy Spirit can come snuggle up to us, minister to us. And so the ministry of the Holy Spirit is crucial to what's going on in our lives. Now, we're in the season of Lent. And what is Lent? A season of reflection and preparation. That's what Lent is all about. And in this season of reflection and preparation, you know, I think about it as an exam, right? As you saw in your bulletin, the exam of the Lenten season is self-examination. Now, how many of you love to take exams? You know, I hated it. I hated it. Can you relate? Yeah. I hated exams. And there's nothing more that I hated than an exam that had to do with writing an essay. I hated those, you know, because I love filling the blanks, because you were either right or wrong, right? And you knew that. But in an essay, you know, it was like, well, you know, the instructor could say, well, this guy either knows the material pretty well or not very, and it was very subjective, right? And exams can be that way. But the exam that we're talking about here is the exam of self-examination. And no one can take that exam but us. And this Lenten season, that's what this is all about. It's not about whether we eat meat or whether we don't eat meat. Now, some that do that, and that's fine. But it's about a time of reflection, a time that we examine our hearts, we examine our lives. And it's an essay, right? It's an essay. You know, there's times when we, you know, maybe don't really understand what's going on. And there's no definitive answer, no fill in the blank, you know. Don't you wish you could fill in the blank for Sandy, right? Or Joe, you could fill in the blank, right? What's that? You All right, well, there's another exam, a multiple choice, right? Yeah, Yeah, wouldn't that be good, right? You know, A, B, or C, or D, right? And I know which one you would choose, and I know which one Sandy would choose if it was like, well, do I really have to do this, you know? Yeah, that's another kind of exam. But the exam of self-examination, it's not really multiple choice. And it's an essay of sorts. But the administrator of this exam is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the primary work, and I hope you remember this, the primary work of the Holy Spirit is conviction. Okay? Now, what is conviction? Conviction is, well, many people would refer to it as a conscience. See? And when we are doing something we shouldn't be doing, right? We hear something that goes on up here, right? Well, man, I just took the Lord's name in vain. Well, I hope we don't do that, right? But if we did, right? The Holy Spirit reveals that to us. You broke one of the Ten Commandments, Al, right? That's the Holy Spirit working within us. And, you know, not just Christians, but those, whoever they are, right? We know right from wrong. We know right from wrong. And in the men's group that I go to on Sunday night, Bruce and I go, and one of the things that we were talking about is that, you know, we can complain about our government because we're doing Chip Ingram's, and we're ahead of Sunday school. But anyway, we're into the political discussion there. And, you know, we're in an election year now, and there's a lot of things that are being said, and it doesn't really matter what side of the aisle you're on or what's going on. But you look at our world, and our world is a mess in a very real sense. And it's very easy to get down on whoever is in charge or whoever will be in charge and all this, you know, arguing going back and forth. That just creates a lot of anger from my perspective. But you know, the one thing that is true here, and that is the Holy Spirit is here in this world. And he even ministers to those that don't even know the Lord Jesus. And they know right from wrong. And one thing we can say about our government, no matter with all the evil going on and all the junk, I'll say, that's going on, the one thing that even with all the evil, the government, right, is a power that's in place that restrains evil. If you commit murder, you're going to be going to court, and you are going to be judged for what you did. And you are going to be in prison, right? And that's because of the laws that we have in place. It restrains evil. So you can say what you want about our government, whether you agree or disagree or whatever, right? But God can use and does use our government. And that's why we should pay taxes, right? As much as I hate to do that, and as much as you hate to do that, right? God has chosen them in authority over us, whether you agree or not. But they can restrain evil. And they do restrain evil, no matter what, because of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to think for a moment. What would our world be like if the Holy Spirit were to be taken? Well, is, you know, when God talks about exactly that, you know, What would happen? See, the Holy Spirit God sent. When Jesus left, he said, okay, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit restrains evil. And even with all the evil going, there's still the restraint of evil. Okay? And that's because of the Holy Spirit. And we talked about it in Sunday school. And if you're not coming to Sunday school, you should. Yeah, you're missing out on a lot there. But, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you realize that? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your body is a temple. Now, in my case, it's maybe a pretty ugly temple. I don't know, but it's still a temple, right? And our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And think about that. And I had to, Julie asked me all these difficult questions all the time. It picks on me there, but, you know, I confessed that, you know, when I'm in church, I think church. And when I'm preparing a message, I think message, Bible, right? And when I'm doing church work or whatever it is, you know, I'm thinking church, God, Christ, you know, so forth. But when I'm working on a tractor, you know, I don't necessarily think that. And so there's this, well, church and reading God's word and so forth is over here, and fixing the tractor is over here. See? And, you know, I think about, you know, how do we talk when we're in church? Hopefully we're not going to be cursing and talking like what do you say, Bruce? A Navy brat or something like that? Yeah, railroad, that's what it is. Yeah, railroad, Navy, you know, whatever it might be, right? Sailor, yeah, there we go. Yeah, the poor sailors, they get a bad rap, don't they, you know? But our mouth, and so what happens, and I'm guilty, I confessed in Sunday school, you know, I have this tendency to dichotomize, you know, but my body... The Bible tells me that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So how do we bring the two of those together, right? Where if I'm fixing a tractor or whatever you're doing on any given week, how do we do that, right? We have to remember that when we leave these doors or when we're, you know, done with the reading our Bible or doing our devotions, whatever, we're still the temple of the Holy Spirit. And what comes out of our mouths, there shouldn't be any cursing out of our mouths. You know that, right? You should know that. And yet, you know, I don't know, it really bugs me, I gotta say, you know, that it's more accepted in the Christian world today to curse. No one thinks about it, you know? And it just boggles my mind. You call yourself a Christian, and yet you talk like a sailor. A sailor, the poor sailors we pick on, right? No, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And whatever we do, it's really a form of worship when you think about it. It really is. If our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, I go out and the temple goes with me. Okay? And so this Lenten season, time of reflection, and as I said, the Holy Spirit, primary work. Biblical conviction is when the Holy Spirit reveals to us that we have something in our lives that needs to change because it's wrong or it's sinful. How many of us could say, you know what? There's sin in my life. There's things in my life that needs to change. And if I were to ask a show of hands, which I won't, but I wonder, right? How many of us are willing to admit, right, that there's things in my life that need to change? My mouth needs to be cleaned up, right? Or whatever it is, my anger. You know, we think of sin as the biggies. Again, in Sunday school, we're talking about sex, right? And we're all old, you know, so it really doesn't apply to us a whole lot anymore, right? Speak for yourself, right, Al? But anyway, but what? So when we think of sin, we think of the biggies, right? But what about anger? What about gossip? What about division, even within our own church? Cliques. That's sinful. That's sinful. There's things that need to change. There's things that need to change in my life. Do they need to change in your life? That's the Holy Spirit. See? And we're not going to know that unless we examine our hearts. You know, is there any wicked way in me? Is there any sinful? We are sinners. You do realize that, right? Yeah. And we are going to sin. In one way or another. And as believers, we must strive to be holy and righteous. And if we have something in our lives that distances us from God, then we need to repent. And what repent means, we need to turn from it. You know? And I've said this many times. Deb loves to wash clothes. And, you know, she even took the linens home from yesterday and brought them back today, right? She's shaking her head. Why are you saying this? But I love that she, because I have clean clothes all the time. I no sooner take them off and, boy, an hour later, they're clean. And it's great, though, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it great to have, to be clean? And in order to do that, the self-examination is not just when we celebrate the Lord's table. It should be each and every day that we say, God, see if there's any wicked way in me. And the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. Right? But we got to be aware. And the passages of the scripture that we talked about, the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The exam is the application of God's word in our lives. He will convict. We just read this. He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment concerning sin, because they do not believe in me concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is already judged. You know, and the evil one is already judged. It's already a done deal, right? And if we judge ourselves, right, then we don't have to worry about any other kind of judgment. And that's pretty cool when God gives us the Holy Spirit that can convict us, and we can say, you know what, I don't have to fear judgment, because I am making my own judgment. And I'm cleaning it up. I'm getting rid of it. I'm turning from that to this, right? Isn't that great? We don't have to worry about judgment if we're constantly before God examining our lives. The Apostle Paul says, and this is the communion passage that you hear me read, and one of the things that we kind of gloss over, and that's why I wanted to do this message, especially during Lenten season. Because before you partake of the Lord's table, Paul says this, through the inspiration of God, do not partake in an unworthy manner. I didn't say this. I didn't say this. God says this. Don't partake in an unworthy manner. If you do, we eat and drink judgment on ourselves. If you're not going to judge your life, then guess what? God is going to. And there are consequences if we're not judging ourselves rightly, if we're not taking care of our hearts and cleaning our hearts, right? And so as we think about the communion table this morning, I'm going to challenge us to look at self-examination. It's absolutely imperative. And whenever, and I want you to think that whenever we celebrate the communion table, and we do that the first of every month, that whenever we do this, right, we need to remember that this is all about examining our hearts, not just during Lenten season, not just during, but every day. And then we can partake of the Lord's table and say, wow, you know, thank you, Jesus. Because this is all about Jesus dying for us, right? He's the sacrifice. And when we partake of this, we receive the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ into our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is a sacred time, a serious time, that we can just say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you that I am not judged anymore because you bore the judgment for me. Man, and if that doesn't rock you to your socks, I don't know what does. Think about it, huh? You were free from the judgment of sin. Isn't that exciting, Aubrey? Isn't that exciting? Amen. Amen. So, as we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper, let us pray and ask God to examine our hearts. And so we're going to do that right now, all right? Let's just bow our heads. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to just speak to us right now and to see if there's anything in our lives that needs to be turned from, turn away from, to repent of. Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit that brings conviction, and I pray that you would wash our hearts this morning and that we might be clean vessels as temples, as our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we may partake of the Lord's table this morning in a worthy manner and celebrate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we approach the resurrection day, that we serve a living Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.